Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Run from it, shred it, it comes all the same. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills yet again, 32-29. Patrick Mahomes and the inevitability of that just tomahawking monster finds a way. And I don't even know where to even start with this, because there wasn't some glorious performance from either side. It was just a very tight, well-played game.
I think there was one really good performance.
Who's that?
I think Cook's performance. I think James Cook and Buffalo making the decision to go more towards the run game and finding ways to get him touches. Now, remember, he averaged in this game 8 yards a touch. He got them back into this football game. The running ability
and the
of
big time
Cook,
play for sure.
Right. And Josh Allen made two incredible throws. I mean, the touchdown to Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect throw. It's an even better catch. Josh Allen did well. He had moments of greatness. But I really do feel like if they don't go back to the run game against Kansas City, they don't get it back to being a close game where they had multiple opportunities not only to take tie up the game, but take the lead. So I would say Cook was great. Everyone else, I agree with.
I think we just kind of come to expect this from this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I think everybody did what they're kind of supposed to do in a sense. And Cook and the Bills in general had been incredibly successful running the ball coming mm-hmm. into this game. That was kind of the pivot that they've made. I believe they had we talked about it on Friday. I want to say they were like a 48% success rate on runs, which is bonkers good.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I don't think of the Bills as this great rushing team. You think of that with the Eagles.
Yes.
But you don't think about it with the Bills. But if you have a success rate that's consistently piling up at like near 50%, that means you're ahead of the chains and you're ahead of the game mm-hmm. pretty much half, you know, more than half the time.
Right.
That's pretty damn good. There's a couple singular plays there. We'll talk about the third and fourth down, but I think the first big one is obviously the Xavier Worthy play.
Yeah.
Watching that play live, so I was at the Blazers game, had the laptop open in front of me.
Had to.
Like, it's... Where do you land on that play?
Is it the interception or the catch?
The catch, yeah.
Is
it a catch to begin with?
To me, so it's a catch. And here's why it's a catch. And I get why Buffalo Bills fans are upset about it. Just the same way with the Fail Mary, I think a lot of Packers fans are still upset about Golden Tate's catch, right?
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that whenever there is a tie, it's always going to go to the offensive player. Right. And in that situation, it's a great play by the Bills safety on coming up and trying to make the interception, but he doesn't have full control of the ball. And while he's trying to gain control of the ball, that allows Worthy to get his arms inside and get his hands on the ball. So then they both simultaneously come down with it. Now, the football does touch the ground, but at no point when that ball touches the ground does it move. And we've learned over the last couple of years, when the ball touches the ground, if it doesn't move, they're going to say it's a catch. Then when you have a defensive player who has one arm on the ball, and you have an offensive player that has one arm on the ball, that call is always going to go to the offensive player. And once that call has been made, they're not going to overturn it with a challenge. Now, I think that is one of the dumber challenges in the playoffs this year, if not the dumbest challenge from McDermott. Because even if he won that and it was an interception, everyone forgets Buffalo got called for a holding penalty.
It goes away. Yeah.
It goes away. You don't get the turnover. Kansas City gets the first down. So essentially, you challenge 20 yards,
which maybe it turns into a field goal.
Maybe. Best case scenario, But it still doesn't seem like a challenge-worthy play to me. 20 yards isn't worth a challenge in that type of a game.
No, and I guess I should probably go back here a little bit first before this, because before that play, this game starts out, and Buffalo goes 3 and out and doesn't even take a minute off the clock.
No, and Josh Allen looked bad.
Yeah.
He had 2 bad throws.
And that I think that was the only time I think he looked bad.
Yes.
All game.
I agree.
He was, 1 of 7 or 1 of 8 on pressured situations, but... going back and watching the clips of when he was pressured, it wasn't like, oh, here's a little pressure in his face. It was like, Josh Allen, run for your life. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been a bunch of talk about how he didn't find Khalil Shakir on the orbit play out the left sides. Like, yeah, there's no reason he would have been able to look that way because there's 3 people running at his face. He's not going to look across his body. Half the field's eliminated. He's looking to the right.
Right.
But, and again, we'll get to the Chiefs side of this, but... the tone set, or the lack of tone set, by the Bills coming out of the game, I think was foreboding with how effective and monotonous the Chiefs just marched down the field. Mm-hmm. And they're like, here's 9 plays, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Deal with it.
The Buffalo defense struggled. The Buffalo defense, and again... I think it's every single time you look at these losses that Buffalo has against Kansas City, because Buffalo was actually fairly successful against Kansas City in the regular season. When you go and you look at the numbers, they're basically even. I think Kansas City might have one more win than Buffalo, but they're basically even. You look at the total points, Kansas City has 5 more points than Buffalo in all of their matchups where Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes have been the
starting quarterbacks. It's a lot like Mike Tomlin and Harbaugh when
yes.
they have met. It's dead even. Going into before the playoff game, I think mm-hmm. the last going into the matchup in the regular season,
right.
their record was even and the points scored between them was even.
Yes.
It was like, oh, this has been like a dead heat.
Right. It's very even. They're very close games every single time. Josh Allen plays very well most of the time. Patrick Mahomes plays very well. So it comes down to key moments. But more importantly, I think that McDermott got out-coached again, and I think that Joe Brady got out-coached in this game. And it didn't happen the entire game, but it happened in key moments. The Kansas City Chiefs haven't scored 30 points all year mm-hmm. until this game.
Oops.
And for the most part, aside from a couple drives, it felt like they had the correct play in the key third downs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's 3rd and 9, and you need to get a first down to ice the game. You run a man beater, and you find the open running back out of the backfield, and he finds a way to get the first down. Yeah. You are running a man defense, but you don't have a spy on Patrick Mahomes, so he runs for a first down to keep the drive alive, right? When you needed a big key stop, Buffalo didn't get it because Kansas City had the better play called against them. And when you
do this in a game that Travis Kelce didn't factor into.
No, he was shut out pretty much completely. He got one catch, he dropped one ball, and then Damar Hamlin, he was able to draw like a holding penalty against him. I mean,
that was on that play, yeah.
Essentially, the Chiefs, Buffalo shut down Travis Kelce. And
they said go somewhere else, and the Chiefs did.
And they did. Hollywood Brown had a very good game. Xavier Worthy finally took that next step that you were looking for. And there was a lot of disappointment this year around Worthy, and I think that Mitchell Schwartz said it best. You were hoping for Worthy to be your fourth option.
Yeah.
You were hoping for Hollywood Brown to come in and be your 1 or your 2, Rashee Rice to be your 1 or your 2, and then you're going to run the ball with Pacheco. So then, and Travis
Kelce is above all of this.
So then you have your 4th or 5th guy mm-hmm. is this rookie speedster, and you're going to slowly build into him.
He's a gadget guy.
Well, because of all the injuries, now he has to be the mm-hmm. one. And Seahawk fans, I think the best example of this is Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett comes in as your 4th or 5th option. Mm-hmm. He's a gadget guy who over time becomes your number one option eventually, right? And now he's gotten old, so he's not your number one
sure.
option. But that's what they're trying to do with Worthy. Worthy had to take a step up before he was ready for it. But I think where you saw a lot of his issues early on in this season where, hey, you know, he's stopping his route when he needs to keep going. He's making the wrong read on an option route where he goes inside instead of going outside. In this game, in this moment, he was at his peak because he'd gone through and taken his lumps. And when you needed him to get open or to make the big catch or to make the big play, he did it, right, in this game. And then Kareem Hunt was running downhill. Patrick Mahomes was just Patrick Mahomes. But I feel like, and I know we're going to dive into it because you have to dive into that 3rd and 4th down play.
Yeah.
It's all anyone's been talking about on Twitter. But again, when you needed a play from Spags, when Spags had to come up with the better defensive game plan or the better defensive play as opposed to what Buffalo's offense and Joe Brady could come up with, Spags won every freaking time. When you needed McDermott to come up with a big key stop, aside from just an incredible play from your middle linebacker there Milano, when he gets the sack on Mahomes, when Mahomes is leaked out. Aside from that play, can you remember another play where that Buffalo defense came up big and made a big stop?
No. And that's part of the problem.